Blog Talk Radio.
Real dope dealers for real.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Whipping the yam, whipping the flipping the yam, turning her brick to a lamb, re-rocking the dope, soon as it get out the rope, keeping the sound like a me, go on my link, smoking the sink, chopping that work like karate, serving the new Maserati, in a brand new Maserati, that's a whole lot of new money, stashing that hiding from 12, moving the squares and them bills, serving the raw as a yell, beating that China like who's a kid tank, ripping it, whipping that fishing for a cat, breaking no syrup, I'm rolling them hats, made myself a bouncer, bouncing the plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water, splash, and scale. Fuck my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that white powder, I knows better. Get it, nigga, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't want to sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale in the two doors that I fish tail. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shit that I miss still. Yeah, look at the clues, the jeans, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, fucking my junkies. Pablo Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-holes. Talk a kilo like a free throw. Crack house, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, 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 move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope.
Me, I try to lead the best for later. But pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the weird ass clothes. That's coming on song and the buffalo. I know gorillas with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear please niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees niggas. These niggas 1, 2, 3 and they squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weed and they lead niggas. G niggas.
If you got two hoes, you need to let one go. Two Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones, while y'all smoke dope, never eye in the sky. I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'ma set one though. Big ass bag, but no man stand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope, baby, move that dope, baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope, baby, move that dope, baby, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Push it.
Hello?
Laddie?
Is it just us, Kim?
Laddie!
What's going Laddie? On?
Laddie!
Yeah. Bendición, mami!
Can you hear me, Laddie?
Ya te bendiga!
Hello!
Yeah, so right now it's just you and I. Christy's supposed to call in. But you know her. She calls in kind of whenever the fuck she feels like it because she's all over the place.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't be paying the babysitter with marijuana, so that'll help them, though.
Yeah, I don't think she pays the babysitter at all. I don't think I think she just kind of drives around under bridges and leaves her kid with the most upright looking creature.
I say, well, that's one way of doing it.
So it's just you and I for now until Christy calls in. I'm drinking
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking, oh, there she goes. Hold on. Hello, my Nubian princess. How are you? My sweet.
I'm fine.
My sweet chocolate
darling.
That be? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How are you?
How's that ass?
Hey, it's bouncing and jiggling, just like usual.
Hell yeah. So, yes, I'm drinking. I had a little adventure today before we go into the swing of the show. Right now I'm drinking something called Kraken Spiced Rum, which is it's just like Cap'n Black. It's awesome.
I've heard that before.
Drinking that.
I'm having a protein shake.
Great.
Because I just went to the gym. So
protein shake.
You went to the gym?
Uh-huh.
Did you actually go in and do things, or did you just stand outside and look at the hot women that come in and out?
Exactly. There you go. The time killer.
Creeper.
Mm-hmm.
Creeping out, creeper.
Going gym pretty well. I guess we should probably hang out so I can see your progress. You know,
mm-hmm.
You getting any of that V shape that your homeboy Mike has been rocking for a while? You know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
Yeah, I got that V shape going on, son.
By V, you mean upside down V, yes.
Yes, exactly. I mean a pointy head and boxy woman-like hips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a radio show.
Anyway, so very quickly, so I went to Walmart today to take care of some business, and there was a dude standing outside there with a sign that said, cold, homeless, and hungry, any little bit will help. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to grab the guy some food on the way out. It's pretty warm today.
Fucking hobo.
But, fucking hobo. You know, he looked pretty down on his luck. And every once in a while, I decide to be a human being. Although I never I never grab my friend's money out of his hand and throw it.
Well, really?
Never do that. Never.
Why not? Particularly if it's not my money.
No, I'll never forgive you for that, by the way, ever. nor will I kick him in the face.
Unfortunate.
I will not do that.
Bum picker.
I mean, the
one time we pulled up to
a guy in the face.
We pulled up to a light once in the Bronx, and a squeegee man before they were outlawed went right to clean my window. I didn't want him to clean it. But he went ahead, and I was like, he's like, you got something for me? And I'm like, I don't. And Mike volunteered money, you know what I mean? He started pulling it out of his pocket. He was like, So he's like, like a few singles came out, you know what I mean? So I grabbed it out of his hand, just like kind of like not looking. And I grabbed two by mistake. I give the bum one, and the bum puts his hand and almost his entire head in the car. And is like, let me live, looking for the other single. And who am I to kill someone? Who am I to kill someone? So I was like, yeah, it's not my money. Yeah, man, go ahead, do you. And Mike is down $2. And those are the straws that broke Mike's back, too. Ever since then, he lost his job.
Yeah, no, I was like, what the fuck, yo? I was like,
don't
why are you
putting your
hands
on the black damn money?
We got another caller. Hello?
Yay.
Other caller? Who's this?
Hello?
Mm. Hello? Other caller? Who are you?
Sounds like a nice voice. Who are you?
It's not a nice voice. Hey, why isn't Mickey on the show anymore? Is it because of the girlfriend?
I think so.
Mm.
But yeah, now he got voted off.
No offense to the girl on the show, but women ruin everything. Seriously.
No, we don't.
This must be Armand. This has got to be Armand.
Armand, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? How's everything?
Good.
Do we ruin it or do we make
tonight,
it better?
No, you ruin
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. Usually when Mick says he's not available, it's because he's desperately trying to jump out of his league and impress some girl, which never is going to work. Or like he's masturbating.
It could work.
Or he's got a game to watch. But this time, I guess he's actually got something to do with a girl who managed to get past the looks and the personality and enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once and you can get past all of that.
And, yeah, we got to throw the winner here.
He's having his own 50 Shades of Grey.
Normally, we just talk shit about him while he's here because it's so much more fun. But he's not here. So we promised him when he said he wasn't going to be here that we were going to really give it to him in his absence. So I think...
I don't think it's fair.
Whole point is... Here's the thing, though. His self-esteem is probably at an all-time high at the moment.
Why not?
He's
like, oh, I got a girl.
Oh. Yeah, that's just no good. That doesn't serve our purpose at all on the show for him to actually have self-esteem. So
we can't have a creep corner unless he's creepy. No.
Creep corner.
Right.
Unless, and it could very well be if she's dating Mick that she's a creeper herself in some kind of weird way. You know
she's
I mean?
A creep lover, which makes her creepy.
Yes. Armand, have you met her?
Armand?
He's gone.
He's like, fuck these guys. I don't need to say
Sorry, anything. I didn't hear the question.
Have you met
her? She's a very nice girl, but I still object to Mickey dating. I still object to Mickey dating anyone ever. He's a gift that needs to be spread around. Plus, if I need somebody to hang out with... Plus, if I need somebody to hang out with on Friday, I always counted on Mickey to be available.
Yeah,
and now he's not.
I didn't even hang out with him, and I always counted. Oh, at least I got Mick, and I can call him up whenever.
Yeah, exactly. If we're gonna like just spontaneously do something horrible, like we always know that Mickey's down to be there. What else?
Down. Exactly. Wow.
When he wants to, and he's out, it's fun to watch Mickey work.
Here's the thing, though. Mickey, there's no middle ground with Mickey. Like, he either goes way beyond anyone's expectations, or he strikes out, like, fantastically in a majestic way. Like, we either go out and smoke a cigarette, we come back into the bar, and there's a girl sucking on Mickey's fingers. Like, within 5 minutes.
What?
He's got a girl sucking on his fingers. True story.
Yeah. No, we came in and he was making out with her. Then we come out of the bathroom 5 minutes later. Well, 10 minutes, it was Mike and I. And sucking on fingers. Like, what? How? It was one of the first times that I really hung out with Mick, too.
Why did it take you, like, 10 minutes to go to the bathroom?
Oh.
What were you doing?
Why do you think? Oh. Lou and I were in the bathroom together. What do you think was happening?
That's really hot.
Yeah,
like,
we had our pants down at the same time. You know, we had to capitalize.
You know,
it defeats the purpose of a glory hole if you know each other.
We just spent an uncomfortably long time staring at each other's genitals. That's really all it came down to.
That's what you got? Wow, hey, curves to that.
I mean, uncomfortable for other people. It was fairly comfortable for the both of us, but. You know, it's either he's making out with a chick in, like, you know, 5 minutes after meeting her, and then 5 minutes later she's sucking on his fingers, or he's trying to use a girl falling as an avenue of ice breaking, or, like, trying to talk to a girl with a giant fat ass and say, and she's like, are you just talking to me because of my giant fat ass? And he's like, no. Yes, you say yes.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That wasn't it.
Mickey
was
not
right
there.
Armand was there that night for that one. Armand was
for
the big fat ass. Yeah,
but that was a good time. We gotta do the White Plains thing again. It's been quite a while for myself, though.
Here's the thing. Mickey is actually like a really, really sweet guy. Which would make sense that he's ended up with a really sweet girl, except that. As such a nice guy that he is, he somehow really hates relationships and is a total dick about being in a relationship.
Isn't that funny? That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Mm.
That is, yeah. Someone
like
who...
When one of the girls that he's banging, like, wants to be more than friends with him, he's usually like, yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, no.
Beggars can't be choosers, yet he chooses.
He chooses to be a greek in the end. He
never did the point. I think it's a good decision for him. I'm sorry. In about 3 months, this will be over, and I'll have my Mickey back, and I'll be very happy.
Unfortunately. Poor
shot
girl.
Shot him, fight him.
I hope she's not listening. Let's post this to her page if anybody has a page.
Yeah,
oh,
do it. Okay, absolutely. We should tag him. We should actually put a transcript of the show out and tag him and stand on this.
Most deaf, yeah.
Girlfriend of Mickey's,
my son is requesting more pickles, so I'm going to run. Have fun, you guys.
All right, brother. Great hearing your voice. I miss you, Armand. I love you, man. We have some
I miss
my guys.
I miss him a lot.
God damn.
I miss him so much.
I am more than certain that's code for banging a hooker or a tranny or something.
Tranny? Where'd tranny come from?
What is code for banging a hooker or a tranny? Oh, so anyway, real quick, before we get on to the meat of the show. I bought this guy a big old fat Subway sandwich. I had him put everything on the goddamn. He's like, what toppings do you want? I'm like, just put everything on it, dude. It's a fucking homeless guy outside. Like, I'm getting him a cookie and some chips and a soda. Like, I just want him to eat for the night. And Subway is so gross that it'll last for, like, 2 weeks without going spoiled. So even if somebody already got him something, he could eat it tomorrow if he wanted to.
That's
so I come
true.
Out, and the guy's nowhere. He's nowhere. Like, I drove around for almost 45 minutes looking for this fucking homeless guy to give him a goddamn meal. And he's gone. Like, how hard is it to find a guy that has no house?
That has no transportation, no mode transportation. It turns out he wasn't a bum. That's just him. And he got into his pickup and drove off back home.
Shame on
you.
You
know, people do occasionally do that. People do stuff like that. There are people who do things like that.
No doubt.
Shame on you for assuming he was a hobo.
I don't think it was that guy, though. He looked pretty downtrodden. He looked like life had shit on him and then punched him in the face and then shit on him again while he was lying on the ground bleeding and then put a sign around him that said, look, everybody, this guy is bleeding and he's got shit on. Like, he looked bad.
No.
That reminds me of pops into my head. I saw some one of those, like, Drugs, Inc. documentaries on Nat G. Wilde or some shit. And the drug trade in Puerto Rico was, and some bum who was both a heroin addict and a horse tranquilizer addict, like they kind of mix it up together.
What?
To make it like this super heroin.
Christy knows
there.
About that. Well, that's Christy's thing.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Horse tranquilizers.
Christy
and heroin.
Pushes that shit. She's got fucking substance. She's got.
I call that a tic tac.
There you go. I know. Some shit. Some black code for that shit. Anyway. So homeboy had gotten into like something and had a gaping wound in his abdomen somewhere. Was in the hospital.
That's normal.
He had like a wound. He was in the hospital from it. Like a good round, like size of a fist wound, and like kind of deep too. I want to say a couple of inches. And he was in the hospital, but he was feeding,
yeah, you
so
would,
he left.
You would think a couple of inches could be deep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but homeboy was homeboy was in the street for months with that fucking open gash on him, and he was showing showed it to the camera, like, oh, like, yeah, it hasn't healed, and I'm talking about several months. I feel like it was like over a year, but I don't want to exaggerate, but it was at least several months, like way over 6 months that it like perpetually stayed in this like gushy fucking open wounding type
gross.
Of thing. I was like, holy shit. And it was just like this fucking heroin addict in the street, like bouncing around asking for money. It's gross, man. Pathetic.
You were turned on.
He was.
Yeah,
he wanted to
we
fuck
know
the
this.
Wound.
So, Christy, you know what? One of the only reasons I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl is for Mick. Nobody really else here gives a shit about that. But I figured it would spark. You know, he's mad for some reason over the Super Bowl, probably because his shitty ass team that he has a tattoo of isn't. I can't. You know what? I can't wait until the Jets get sold to somewhere else and their colors and their name change, and then the Jets will be no more than a shitty memory fading on his fat, pasty white arm. I can't wait for that.
That would be pretty good. That would, yeah, that would be awesome.
That's what I pray for. Mick, I love you, but I hope your arm gets gangrene and falls off because it's stupid.
My aunt removes tattoos and laser hair removal, so she can hook them up.
Mick, I hope your fucking arm falls off so you have almost nothing to hold your blind, deaf girlfriend. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
I hope that happens.
No, he can come down to Charleston and get it removed from by my aunt.
I hope he gets gangrene on both of his arms and his Yankee and his Jets tattoos fester, causing his arms to fall off. So he has nothing to hold his poor, absolutely
blind
and possibly deaf and unaware of the yeah.
He's dating Tommy from the musical Tommy is what you're saying.
Well,
yes.
Anyone who's
blind and deaf
14...
and unable to realize what life choices she's made and where they're gonna
right.
lead her to. Poor girl.
Anyone who's willing to put a sports team tattooed on their body is asking for it. You got to
yes.
come into you whatever.
I agree.
Whatever. You obviously make poor choices in life. Just saying.
Yes.
Yes. And
anyways,
if you date someone with sports tattoos on them, your choices are actually even worse.
Well, that means you're going to get your ass beat when they lose or something. So it's not a good situation for anyone.
Oh, so usually Mickey's not
going
to beat anyone's ass. We know this. Anyway, the only reason I want
to
talk about the Super Bowl is because it was because of Mickey. Chrissy didn't even see the Super Bowl. I watched it. The only thing I want to say.
I did.
You did? I thought you said you and your grandpa were busy.
We were at Bambi's, and Bambi's had a Super Bowl party.
Bambi?
Oh, all right. Yeah, all Bambi's right. a crazy black dude that lives in the fucking middle of the bayou and fucking has,
yes.
like, stripper poles in his house.
Yeah. I love it.
And strippers.
Does he have one of those, like, hover boats that's, like, has a huge fan in the back to get around and shit?
No.
That's awesome.
If we were living
and has, like,
in Florida,
a pound shotgun.
No.
Bambi's real name is Papa
shotgun.
Legba, and he's one of name is Papa Legba, and he's actually one of, God, what's that guy's name? Baron fucking... whatever, Baron Samedi. He's one of Baron Samedi's fucking voodoo lieutenants, and
no.
he has crazy black...
Let me tell you what happened.
Like, black as night skin strippers with tattooed white skulls on their face that dance titties out in his living room.
No. Let me tell you what went down. Okay.
No, nobody cares.
He pulled out
big
projector. He pulled out the big projector, and even still, I guess the Super Bowl wasn't exciting enough, so he had the dancing girls come out.
Right.
That, let me tell you, Granddad was really drunk at that point. Like, it was halftime. It was really, he was just fucked up. And I decided to leave. I leave to go outside, smoke a cigarette. I come back. Granddad not only has a girl on his lap, but he's got both hands on her exposed breasts, this is. Like,
nice.
I'm like, what is going on?
To see your grandpa getting down.
What is? Oh my God!
You know, it's funny because that reminds me of my grandpa. He was actually into black women, very much so.
Okay.
In Chicago.
So I tell him.
I don't know why that was
here.
Relevant, but okay.
I tell him, stay here. We're going to McDonald's because it was the only thing that's open in this small-ass town to get something to eat, and I'm going to come back. You know what I mean? Because Bambi had closed the kitchen. You know, the barbecue was done. I was still hungry. And,
you mean his personal kitchen that was right outside of the living room?
Actually, he has a kitchen built in a full bar. He has a whole setup, like barbecue setup. Seriously. It's nice. Anyways, so I leave. Now, I come back, and they're like, Grandpa gone. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he decided to walk. I was like, oh, shit, because I told my husband we was at a card game with Grandpa's old friends, not at Bambi's with strippers and shit. So like, the only thing he could do is walk home, you know, and I'm like, all right. So I get in the car, and he's walking with his stick, and I pull up to the car. He's like, bitch, is that you? I'm drunk as fuck. was like, Granddad, this does not work if you walk home and get there before I do. So I pull his ass in the car, and he gets in the back seat. He passes out and goes to sleep. So I tell him about his ass in the morning. He's like, girl, that liquor told me to walk. It's his ass up and walk. That's what he did. And suffice it to say, every time he gets mad or gets drunk, now he just walks off into the wilderness, and I have to go find him.
Trying to walk it off.
Well, one day somebody will bring him home, and he'll be butt-ass naked and not know where the fuck he is, and he'll be mad that somebody turned him around. It happens.
Well, he's 80 years old and 6'1". He's lanky.
What's
going to
happen,
you know,
is you're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning once, and he's going to be fully dressed in his Sunday clothes, like he's about to go to church, and he's just going to walk around in the neighborhood for 17 hours. Until somebody's like, where the fuck are you going, old man?
Let me tell you, he got mad at me at Mama Osi's birthday party. My great grandmother turned 90, and he got mad at me for some
odd
reason. Mama Osi,
this really, I'm telling you, you know what?
What
this is some voodoo bullshit. This is some voodoo ass bullshit. We went to Mama Osi's party. We sacrificed a chicken.
Mama Osi can dance, yo. She is
Mama
dancing
Osi danced with her titties out. Put the chicken blood on her titties.
Chicken and blood.
Mama Osi is the shit. Anyways, Mama Osi ended up cussing him out.
Mama Osi blessed me with a new man. He promised me I need a tall, handsome stranger. I just have to pee in a corner every day for 10 days. While the moon is out.
That's Sundays. Every second Sunday, okay? Anyway.
Are you done with this retarded-ass voodoo story? Because we actually have things
to talk about. No. Okay. Well, real quick. He got mad at me for some innocuous reason. He was drunk again, and he decides to walk and hitchhike his way. Cause we're in Savannah, Georgia. He decides to hitchhike his way back to South Carolina because I had offended him. And we get a call like 2 hours later. He's up at the Greyhound bus station talking about the next bus doesn't leave until 4 a.m. and that he's going to walk to Beaufort. I was like, okay, bye. So I still don't know where Granddad is.
Really?
No, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
No.
He hasn't been home in 2 weeks?
I'm lying. His sister Robin ended up picking him up.
I realize you're embellishing for the sake of the story, but we're talking about an 80-year-old man not being home for 2 weeks. That's cause for alarm, sweetie.
Really?
Like that eclipses
the
humor of your story. Like you should be worried at this point. Yeah.
Oh no, it's Granddad. He'll be fine. He'll be foraging in the woods, and he'll come back with a raccoon or some shellfish or something.
Oh, okay. Except that he's 80. And he might actually have had, like, a stroke and died somewhere in the woods. And he's being both raped and eaten by coyotes right now.
No, he's pretty healthy and strong, actually.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's get to the actual topics that we had, which are actually fairly few. We managed to waste a lot of time talking shit about Mick. and really, that was the biggest waste of time because Mick is a waste of time. So
well, we'll talk about another one.
We got another caller.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's about time you took one of my calls, you prick.
Oh. Hi,
trended.
Mama OC. How are you?
You got it, buddy.
Fucking Trended. Louie, you met Trended before, haven't you?
Yeah, what's going on, my man? I didn't know
who
the fuck was doing. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Trended. Fucking bartender, bald-ass bartender Trenton, who thinks he's got
I'll be bald
the entire universe.
Bartender,
no, yeah, wait a minute.
He's been bald for
hair?
Like 40 fucking years. The guy's like 75. He looks good for his age.
Whoa, I think you said. I think I misheard you. You don't know who this is.
No,
a family member, you prick.
Oh, Neil?
It's Kevin something.
You got
the crown.
Neil. This is my cousin Neil, who is also bald and an asshole.
I thought it was
75.
Yes.
Oh,
is that what you do?
It's my
I'm actually
Louis,
85.
I don't think you ever met Neil, Louis.
No.
thought it was Granddad for a hot moment. I was like, Granddad,
no, Louis,
the
Louis
hell
is
you?
My best friend. So, Neil, what did you call to talk to us about this evening?
I have no idea. I just was bored, saw it was on. I've only been listening for about 2 seconds. I apparently called at the end of a very disturbing story about an 85-year-old man that hasn't been home in 2 weeks. and some
voodoo
girl doesn't feel that that's cause for alarm, but that's okay.
Correct.
That's how voodoo families
well,
do.
She's black, and she's living in the South, so, you know, that's why.
She probably figures it was some white clan has taken him off, and, you know, at least it wasn't her
yes,
and her.
Now, was that like the fact that you just had to qualify that statement with saying she was black, was that like some kind of covert way to tell me to watch my mouth?
No, not at all. I was trying to disparage
the
her
opposite
for her lack of care for the elderly, who happens to also be a member of her family, by stating that she's black and that's normal amongst the black population.
Okay,
I
was trying to figure out how the blacks came into that, but the blackness came into it, so you're basically just saying that blacks don't care about family. Good job.
I was just being
yeah,
racist.
You did.
Yeah.
You get them, random person on the phone.
That's
get them.
That's my cousin.
You know what? Neil is going to host a show from now on, and fuck my
thank you
racist.
Thank you.
Racist.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Just, well, I mean, you can have that, but just wait. I'm sure there's a couple of political spots that Neil and you will disagree on, Louie.
Agree on or disagree?
Disagree.
Oh,
disagree
really?
On.
I'm
Neil
actually
hates,
pretty much a political
Neil hates
wild card.
Puerto Rican. Neil
hates
Puerto Rican.
That's funny. So
no,
do
no.
I. So I am a race betrayer.
I actually adore Puerto Ricans. They're fantastic.
Not
they
the
can't
way
listen.
They're members of the United States with absolutely no power whatsoever.
Yeah.
No power and no responsibility either.
Yet somehow they're so draining on the GDP. It's unbelievable.
And only in New York. Outside of New York, nobody even knows who you people are.
No,
that's not true. Orlando is complete. Orlando is like 90% Puerto Rican.
Yeah, definitely. Big time.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, I like it about Florida.
So,
or Puerto
so
Rico.
Neil, maybe you can, in the last 10 minutes of the show, maybe you can weigh in. Let's start with you before we move on to everyone else. What do you think about 50 Shades of Grey?
I was listening when the books were popular. I heard on one of the shows I listened to, I don't know, one of the comedians, like, actually read from the book, and it's probably the worst writing imaginable from what I heard of it. It's just for a freaking house frouse that have no lives and don't really want to be daring, so they have this crap to watch.
Exactly.
Friggin' the secretary was this and better and smart, and this is just dumbed down crap for the masses.
Yeah, The Secretary is a good little movie.
Yeah, this is not, it's not supporting rape. It's not any of that crap. It's just fucking crap. That's all it is. That's all I can say
it's
about it.
It's just bad. No, I agree.
Yeah,
it's just bad. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's bad, and it's actually sad for me. You know, before I go into it, Christy, let's hear from you. You are the only vagina that's really ever been on the show, I think. So... Mm. Considering 50 Shades of Grey has been made popular by creatures that possess vaginas, why don't you lend your expertise to this topic?
Wait a minute. I got to jump in just before she goes. It's only been made popular by old, used-up vaginas.
No, that's not true at all. Not true.
Now, let's move on.
I know plenty of young, used-up vaginas that are really into the book.
Right.
I don't. Okay.
All right, but they're used up for regardless.
Okay, I'll weigh in on 50.
So there's that. Yes. Well, let's hear what you have.
I'll weigh in. Okay. I think I'm the only vagina that's never read it, but it's a romance book. You know, it does what it does. You know
what
I mean?
It's not a romance book. There's no romance in
the book. Well, you know, it's one of those genres where you want to read a hot, steamy story, girl, because you ain't got no mans at home, so you're going to fantasize about it. Another one. I'm going to write my own book. It's going to be called 50 Shades of Cray, okay? And I'm telling you right now, the first five words out of it would be, I woke up with a car in my mouth. There you go. And you know, the end. You know, no, seriously, to me, I think it's a whole lot to do about nothing, really. You know, who cares? You know, it's a sexual revolution, whatever, whatever, whatever. Some girls like to get beat up, whatever, while they're having sex. Why is it such a big deal? You know what I mean? It ain't my cup of tea. It's not the kind of stories I gravitate to read. It's not something that I pick up off the shelves, but who cares? Make a movie out of make a million bucks off of it and be done. It's pop culture.
It's very simple. It's very simple to me. This book is for self-oppressed white women. That's what this book is for, period.
You just nailed it.
It's not even...
It's a white girl
it's
book.
It's not even
it
that
really
it necessarily was made for that. It was made as Twilight fan fiction. Like, it was literally written with the characters of Twilight as the protagonists or antagonists or whatever for this piece of shit book. So with that in mind, it makes sense that the writing is terrible because it was written by somebody who masturbates to Twilight, period.
What I'm going to say is you've already spent more time than this topic even deserves.
Neil, we literally have nothing better to do. The only reason we're spending time on this topic is because we don't have anything else to talk about.
I'm just saying that it's you know, just even discussing it this much is too much. And the outrage that is about it from those people is all false outrage, which is what most of the outrage these days are. It's just something because there's nothing else to be outraged about. So people yell and scream about this until the next bullshit topic comes along, and then they all get pissed off about that for a day. And then something else happens, so all those people move to the next thing.
They don't really care. Here's the reason why we're talking. Let me just qualify the reason that we're talking about this. It's a popular topic. No one listens to the show. No one. It's hard enough for me to
get these
people together to be on the show. This is about stretching content. The only reason we're talking about this is so that we can tolerate each other long enough to get through an entire show. That's the only reason we're talking about this.
And
it
we're
might
barely
be a mutual hatred.
Now.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we can take
the heat off of how much we dislike talking to
each other
by having a mutual hatred of something. Which is why we talk about Kanye West so much on the show.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. We love to hate him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I believe the only thing positive
is really easy.
That'll come from 50 Shades of Grey.
What did you say
there
about me?
About
Kanye?
You?
Weezy?
No. Yeezy. I didn't hear Mike said something about my hatred of Kanye, I think.
I said that's why we talk about Kanye so much on the show, so that we can avoid having to deal with how much we dislike each other by mutually hating on Kanye. Yeah, that's why.
I can hate on Kanye and you at the same time.
I can hate on Kanye and you equally at the same time. It's a real talent I have.
But you love me, don't you?
I don't know you.
You're barking up the wrong tree,
Mike.
Crispy.
Kick to the face.
Neil has no love for anyone. Neil has no more love in his heart
Neil
ever.
Neil doesn't have love.
I hate almost everyone and everything.
Oh.
This is correct. Yes. And it's not – he has no specific prejudices. It's not like he hates anyone for a particular reason. He literally hates everyone and everything equally. Like, there's no actual malice in his heart other than nihilism.
Oh. Well, then let me get you in touch with my mother. You and her would get along swimmingly.
No, I would probably hate her for being that way.
Yeah,
How do you like your coffee?
I mean, he'll find a reason that, you know, usually when you love someone, you tend to gloss over certain things because you love them and you see the love. Neil finds a reason to hate everything. There is always something that he can, and he's very good at it, at finding ways and reasons to hate things. Very good.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. My
so,
mom is
yeah,
like
the
a
only
cup of
the
coffee.
Only thing that I have to say about Fifty Shades of Grey is that it's bad. It's badly written. It was written by someone who literally masturbates to Twilight. I mean, that's really the whole purpose of this story was to create content that she could masturbate to, and so other people could masturbate to it, which I guess is okay.
Oh.
But having that become like a phenomenon, like my whole thing is if you want to masturbate to stories of women getting like, you know, beaten, there's stories that have been in literature, classic stories that are dirty stories that have been around for like hundreds of years that are about 1,000 times better. Like somebody mentioned
Secretary,
which is more recent.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it too. That's how I feel about it too. It's like, this is not new territory. Why is it getting?
It's not new territory. It's just bad. I don't know why. I honestly don't know why it's become such a ubiquitous thing. It's much worse than anything else.
It really more just shows how awful the country is in general and how many stupid people and just pathetic women there are out there in the middle of the country.
Speaking
That's a
of
testament
which,
to marketing
that?
And advertising.
Louis, didn't your wife read that?
No. She read
The Twilight
Book. No. What was it? The Anne Rice series?
Oh, that's okay.
Guilty.
That's,
I'm guilty of the Anne Rice, I'm going to have to say.
What was that? The Sleeping Beauty stuff.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
Somebody told her to read 50 Shades, and she refused and decided to go a little crazier.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
That's not really
available
crazier.
On Amazon.
Anne Rice is an established author. She's not, like, apparently her... I've never read Anne Rice's foray into the erotic arts, but
pretty
and
crazy
I'll pass,
from what she was telling, man. It's pretty ridiculous. Like, pretty obscene. A lot of fucking going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually why people read erotica, is because there's a lot of fucking in it.
I'm just not a fan.
You know what?
I'm
thinking here, the only positive thing that could come out of 50 Shades is that some fat housewife gets caught up in it and somehow becomes a sexually deranged person, videotapes herself, and just, you know, becomes a scandal in the public eye, and we get to laugh at her.
I did
if
see an article today
that
some woman got caught masturbating in a theater.
There you go.
Yeah, that I expected that, though. I mean, I expected that already.
To destroy
a
poor lady's life.
Attacked in a theater by a bunch of fat housewives too at a 50 Shades show.
Really?
Like they got pissed off and attacked the dude. Yeah. Seriously.
Why?
Oh wow.
Do you really want to delve into that fucking?
He was probably there preaching our words. He was probably there talking shit about the movie, and they got up and they got their panties in a bunch and decided to take him out. That's awesome.
When you're almost 400 pounds and you've been sitting in a movie theater seat for an hour, it's kind of impossible not
restless
to put your panties up under a fold.
Like, if this show wasn't over in a few minutes, I would think that we're going to segue into a red carpet review next.
No.
If the show wasn't over in a minute, we were going to talk about Kanye West. Latest nonsense.
Oh, who cares? Kanye's playing his character.
Yeah, he's got
enough
to make. I can't get enough of him.
He's playing the bad boy in America, the bad boy jerk off asshole, and America's playing into it.
But he's just
by fucking paying attention
now.
To him.
God. Well, he's a badass.
I really think he believes
off.
His own hype, though. I do think he believes
his
own hype.
I think there's a little bit of it, but I also think he's playing up to it and. The stupid people buy into it giving him any attention.
But see, that bothers me. Like, why is that such a great character to play? Like, his stupid fucking wife plays the same character. Like, I hate that character.
I agree with you, but it's obviously working because they're making a lot of money doing it, and,
yeah.
and there's a fucking picture of one of them on the front page of every shitty newspaper every single day.
So he's a genius.
You're making money.
An evil genius.
He's a genius. Yeah, he is. But it doesn't...